It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yeah, that's right, folks. It's me, Joe Canale, and this is your Daily Sports Dump for today, Wednesday, January 8th. All right, we're back to 2 days in a row. We'll see how long that goes. Well, I mean, you know, it can only be 2 days in a row for 2 days, so it'll be more or it'll be back to zero. But I don't know that we're going to... Anyway, let's get to the jokes, okay? Jokes, here we go. Roy Williams was asked to comment on his disappointing North Carolina Tar Heels basketball team, and in doing so, he said that this was the least gifted team he'd ever coached. Now, he went on to elaborate, now I'm just talking about physically, not mentally, as there are a couple of members of this team who have actually been to a class. Wow, that is a step up for that program. All right, and those are the jokes. And you're saying, wait, jokes? Those aren't jokes, that's joke. And is it even? That's even up to you. It's one something. Well, that's because, folks, we have something very special as another helicopter flies overhead. That's not what it is, but we've tapped into the Amazon, you know, their whole recording system. I don't want to talk about it too much because it's probably listening here. But we were able to get a recording. As you may or may not know, Tom Brady put out an Instagram today, and we happen to have a Sports Dump exclusive recording of Tom Brady actually writing or typing, however you want to say it, his Instagram message to his fans today. So please sit back and enjoy this Sports Dump exclusive.
Okay, got the picture, and here we go. All right, how do you type that? Jizz? Jizz? Jizzy? Jizz? Yeah, how do you get the, how do you type in the Instagram? Yeah. Okay, I got it. Okay, great. Don't hover. I got it. Okay. Bye. Thank you. Jeez, okay. All right. Just wanted to say to all of our fans, thank you. After a few days of reflection, I am so grateful and humbled by the unconditional support you have shown me, me, the past 2 decades. Jesus, 2 decades. Whew. I wish every season ended with a win, but that's not the nature of sports. Or life. Okay. Nobody plays to lose, but the rewards for working hard is just that, hard work. I have been blessed to find a career I love, teammates who go to battle with me. Go Gronk. No, take that out. An organization that believed in me. No, believes in me. Yeah. And fans who have been behind us almost every step of the way. No, just every step of the way. Bastards. Every one of us that works at Gillette Stadium strived to do their best, spent themselves at a worthy cause, and prepared to fail while daring greatly. Oh, man, that's a good one. I gotta look up. Failing great. Ah, shit. Hat tip. Teddy Roosevelt. Shit. Okay. And for that, we've been rewarded with something that the scoreboard won't show. The satisfaction of knowing we gave everything to each other in pursuit of a common goal. Because that is capital T T-E-A-M is all about, yeah. In life and football, everyone dies. No. In life and football, failure is inevitable. Yeah. Everyone dies. No, no. Failure is inevitable. You don't always win. You can, however, learn from their failure, pick yourself up with great enthusiasm, and place yourself in the arena again. Hopefully. No, no, again, period. And that's right where you will find me. Because I know I still have more to prove. Get out of here! Get out of here! Close the door!